here's a story from The World.
At the U.S.-Mexico border, most migrants and asylum seekers are being turned back, but some families and kids traveling alone are being led into the U.S., often with just the clothes on their back. Some people give them help, providing clean clothes or a hot meal. People like Sister Norma Pimentel, who runs a Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas near the Mexico border. Sister Norma spoke with me from San Juan, Texas. Sister Norma, you've been working at the U.S.-Mexico border for several years. What are you seeing now, and how does it compare to past years?
Well, what we're seeing now is great numbers of unaccompanied children that are increasing more and more, and so are children that are coming with their parents, especially those that are under the age of six. Luckily for them, are allowed to remain in the United States because Mexico is not taking those families back. The numbers definitely are increasing. Very similar to what we saw in 2019. That's when we saw the most families in the 2019. And today is very similar to that.
So what do people need most after their release from U.S. border custody?
What we do immediately is help them speak with their family and guide the family. What do they need to do to buy the bus ticket or plane ticket? And therefore, in the meantime, they have an opportunity to get the basic things that a person needs, which is milk for the baby, a bottle, shampoo, take a shower, clean up, rest, you know, all those things that are basic for us just to restore our dignity, our sense of who we are, is what we provide them immediately and for a couple of hours that they're with us before they get that ticket and move on to their destination. That's what we do.
So while a few families are being admitted, it appears that parents with children over the age of six are being sent back to Mexico and some to very dangerous parts of Mexico controlled by cartels. What are you hearing about the conditions facing those families who are turned back?
I have always voiced my concern on anyone being sent back to Mexico. And that was when we had this remaining Mexico policy for the past 2 years that we were sending all these families, and it was not safe for them to be in the border towns of Mexico where they had to wait so they could continue that process of asylum coming into United States for the hearings. They had to wait in Mexico. Families were at high risk of being abused and hurt in many ways. And so there needs to be another option besides just sending somebody back.
Sister Norma, what are you expecting or anticipating just generally in the next few weeks and months? Will more families be crossing, and will their needs continue to grow?
It looks like it's increasing. It's not stopping until something is addressed correctly. And I really believe that looking at the root causes and why people migrate is where the focus must be, so people don't have to be forced out of their country out of fear for their lives, that they can be safe back home. That needs to be a major focus of any policy and any effort done by the U.S. And the border, we must deal with the families that we have here and that are human beings, people, children, mothers that really must not be looked at other than just the fact that they're human beings and they need help.
Well, clearly the root causes have to be addressed. As you've provided assistance yourself along the border, Sister Norma, you were saying earlier that really what's happening today is not all that dissimilar from the unaccompanied children arrivals in 2019. Is the immigration system in the U.S. any better prepared for dealing with what is now something you know to kind of be regular?
I think that I'm hopeful that this administration, and if not just the administration, but everybody comes together and finding solutions to address this correctly. The problem is not that the border immigration is happening for a reason. And so I think that needs to be addressed and solutions need to be developed. And I'm very hopeful and pray that this happens, that everybody, that we don't make this a political issue, but rather a reality of human beings, people hurting and suffering, and that we must find solutions that address this correctly.
Sister Norma, thank you very much for speaking with us and for your work.
Thank you. I'm glad that I can share what I know.